Fantastic. That was Trains to Brazil from Guillemots. And before, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Guillemot. Before that, you heard the Kooks with She Moves in Her Own Way.
Yeah, hello. This is Adam and Joe. Welcome to our Saturday morning show. We're here with you for 2 hours and 50 minutes now until 1 p.m. It's a rubbish day. Like, don't even bother getting out of bed. Seriously.
Yeah.
It is rubbish.
It's horrible. It's sort of drizzly, and it's not freezing cold. That's one good thing.
No, it's not too cold.
It's an enforced nesting day, listeners.
Yeah.
So if you're lucky enough to still be in bed, just get wrapped up in the duvet. Yeah.
Turn on the telly. Get yourself
Don't turn on the telly. I mean, if they turn on the telly, they won't listen to us.
No, but they could turn.
You silly idiot.
Oh, dear.
Get out. Get out.
I didn't think I'm going by.
Come back.
I was thinking they could turn on the telly and they could watch us on digital, you know?
Oh, or just watch, like, the blank screen.
The blank blue screen.
And listen to the audio.
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
Because they could listen to it in surround.
Yeah, like a 5.1. Kind of Derek Jarman.
You know this show goes out in 5.1.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
Is that true?
It's not true, no.
Mm. Hey, you know what? In fact, the other day, right, I was buying some, it's a quick story, I was buying some DVDs in HMV. I was going to get, like, the £3 for £20 thing.
Yeah.
And I quite fancied buying that amazing French film about 9/11. You know, the two French firemen who were caught in one of the towers?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, because it's the anniversary coming up and
That's
everything.
That's right.
And I picked it up and I had a look at it. And I thought, shall I buy that? It was either that or the Bourne Supremacy.
My goodness.
Why is that tasteless?
No, it's not tasteless.
No, I mean, it was a situation.
It's a tough choice.
So I thought, 9/11 documentary or the Bourne Supremacy. So I flipped them over and I thought, I looked at it because I've just got this new surround sound system at home.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not going to buy 9/11. It's only in stereo.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that a bad choice to make?
So you were
I would have bought it if it had been in 5.1.
If they'd done a few explosions in 5.1, yeah. Mm.
That it's tasteless, isn't it?
It is a little bit tasteless.
But that process did go through my brain.
Well, you know, Matt Damon probably pops up in the 9/11 thing.
Do you think?
Maybe, yeah, just to make it more exciting. I'm sure they might have reshot some bits with him.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we got an exciting email, didn't we, just now?
We did, yeah. We've got an email. I mean, maybe we should talk about it a bit later.
Should we tease the email?
Yeah, let's tease the email. We've got an email from a television personality. We're excited.
From a famous celebrity.
And there's great music coming up. Franz Ferdinand in a second. Soft Cell. We've got Soft Cell coming up in the first hour. Is that exciting?
I don't know if we're going to play that one. I might hijack that one for a free play.
Plus, we've got Crap Commentary Corner coming up. Are we going to be playing Rock and Reel and Rock and Rubs or Rock and Rubs?
Yeah, possibly. I've got to find a copy of the NME.
Right, we'll have a text competition. And what prizes have we got? I think we've got Amando Iannucci's Channel 4 series.
Oh, I want to steal that.
To give away.
That's
great.
Amazing, that show.
Yeah, went out in 2001. It's kind of a lost classic.
Well, it went out around the time of the 9/11 attacks.
9/11, correct.
And so it was sort of buried beneath the
In fact, it went out just before my equally buried, but much, much worse talk show I did stupidly on Channel 4.
Oh, yeah.
In the summer of 2001. But it's brilliant, so you can win a copy of that on DVD.
That's right. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, you mentioned it before. We're going to talk about it later on, but we're going to be canvassing opinion, or rather trying to get help to create a new Robbie Williams-style Rude Box rap.
Yeah.
We need lots of suggestions for rhymes of, like, modern things, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I can't concentrate because scantily clad women have just popped up on my PC.
Who's been
PC.
Sending you scantily clad women?
I don't know, they've just appeared.
Well, I'm going to have a look at that, but in the meantime...
That's a very nice bum.
I want to see... hang on, I've got to play some music and then I'll check out the bum.
Look at those boobs!
Don't do that. This is the Young Knives. There you go, that's the Young Knives with Weekends and Bleak Days. That's an appropriate song to play on a bleak weekend day.
Even though apparently it's gorgeous in stains, says the texter, yeah.
Hey, I was talking to someone about stains yesterday. I was having my hair cut and the guy cutting my hair was saying, I was in stains last weekend. It's really nice. You know?
Really?
Good combo.
Amazing story.
Yeah. No, but don't you think, I was quite surprised because you've got this picture in your head because of Ali G, right? Of stains being kind of horrible. But of course, the whole joke about the Ali G thing was that stains is really nice middle class area with just a nasty sounding name. And it's a very unlikely place for a young rapper or urban person to
Correct.
Come from.
Well, maybe we should go live in stains.
Stains is nice. If you're listening in stains, you're lucky. You've got it made. Now, let's read out our email from the famous person.
Yeah, now last week you might have heard us being a little bit derogatory about Channel 4's new youth show, Whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
It's on, what time is it on? 11 o'clock or something?
11 o'clock, yeah.
Last night. It's
not
a kind of show.
Late enough.
Made by the kids for the kids.
Yeah.
Presented by 10 young wastrels who are allowed to sort of do whatever they want.
That's right.
We were being nasty about it.
We were being nasty because, I mean, we are, you know,
we're just jealous.
It makes me feel old watching that show.
But we got an email that says, "Hello, Adam and Joe. Dean Warpole here from whatever, aka Fat Bloke with Glasses. A friend told me today that you didn't like our show. Very sorry to hear that, but you, I can't read this bit." And then he's flattering about our old show. But he says, "Hey, not all whatever was bad. At least it's better than Big Brother. I'll probably get in trouble for sending this. Hugs and kisses, Dean."
Who's he going to get in trouble from?
The production crew of whatever.
No, come on. The show's supposed to be about anarchy, letting the kids do whatever. I think it's entirely in keeping that Dean should be able to express. He hasn't put his own show down anyway. He's been absolutely professional.
I tell you what we should do.
What?
We should try and get him on the phone.
Dean, will you call in if you're listening or if anyone knows Dean? Give him a shout. Tell him we want to talk to him. We're not going to be horrible at all. It's very nice of you to send that email. But we'd love to chat to you about what it's like doing the show.
The making of whatever.
And perhaps you can explain some of it to a confused man in his mid-30s. I'd really appreciate that. Give us a call, Dean. The number is 0871 222 1049. 0871 222 1049. Right, it's time for our first free play of the day right now. This is Billy Childish's band, The Buff Medways, and this is a Kinks cover called Misty Water. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's the Kaiser Chiefs with Modern Way. This is Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9. Coming up in a second, competition time. It's Crap Commentary Corner, the competition where we play your excerpts from a DVD commentary. You call in and tell us what DVD it is off of and who is talking. The number is 0871 222 1049, and this week you can win Amanda Iannucci on DVD. And have we got tickets? Yeah, tickets to see Jet at the Brixton Carling Academy, and one pair of tickets to see Richard Ashcroft. That's exciting for someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wembley Arena.
Good prizes. Shall we ask people to start sending in Robbie Williams rhymes now?
No, let's not.
Why not?
Because we could do it later.
But yeah, but I'm thinking that we need to accumulate them throughout the show.
Okay, let's then.
Okay. So last week we played Robbie Williams' new single, Rude Box, an extraordinary song with some amazing up-to-the-minute rhymes. Like, he's got some really topical bits of lyrics in there. For example, just to remind you, where is it?
Spit your keks, sing a song of Semtex.
There you go.
Pocket full of Durex, body full of Mandrex.
Mandrex. I find out that Mandrex is a cocktail with Baileys in it.
There you go.
Yeah, so there you go. Here's some more lyrics. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Okay, then. Check the tan line. Make your body shape like you stood on a landmine. Call me on my mobile, not the landline, and jack the main line at the same time.
Yeah, it's as if he's like assembled a focus group to come up with the hippest words in the contemporary lexicon.
Mm-hmm.
Political words, edgy words,
pop cultural words. He gets a crack in at Michael Jackson there.
He does, yeah. And then he's just assembled these terms into rhyming couplets and constructed a brilliant kind of sub-streets trendy rap song.
Yeah, and so we want to do the same thing. And if we get enough good rhyming couplets, modern-style rhyming couplets from you listeners, then we will do our best to rap over the instrumental version of Rude Box at the end of the show.
Yeah, we're going to create our own single, our own version of Rude Box, because if he can do it, we can. Yeah. So get texting 83XFM. We're looking for kind of rhyming couplets involving fashionable terminology.
We got one last week, didn't we? Google Maps and something?
Well, I had Nike Freeze. And yeah. Xbox 360s.
That's quite good.
And flat screen TVs, they all rhyme,
yeah.
Right? That's a triplet.
Something about, you know, like YouTube, stray pube, that's all.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to work on some, but we need your contributions as well. We're going to keep asking you for those throughout the show. But coming up in a second is Crap Commentary Corner.
First of all, here's some more music. This is The Rapture. Am I insane? That is just Sesame Street, that song, isn't it?
Do you think?
Yeah. Sunny Day. I'm not going to do it again. That was Get Myself Into It by The Rapture. Very good. It was too. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM. And it's competition time.
It's time to call in. You could win something amazing. Let us begin. Can you guess which film we're playing by hearing what they're saying? Crap, commentary corner.
Haven't used that jingle in a while.
Yeah, you can hear why. It's Crap Commentary Corner. This is the bit where we play you excerpts from a DVD commentary. You have to tell us who's talking and what film they're talking over. This is a pretty easy one.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favourite Irish actors in the world. So if you know who this is, call 0871 222 1049. 0871 222 1049. And you can win the prize of your choice out of our amazing range of prizes, tickets and DVDs and stuff. Here is clip package number one.
It's pretty tough to do this when you've got rubber booties on. Those are my sunglasses. I've had those sunglasses for nearly 3 years. I decided to wear them in the shot, and I've still got them. I love this scene. I love it.
I've never actually heard someone do that. I haven't heard someone do that for a while.
Do what?
Do that laugh, the Alan Partridge laugh.
Oh. Interesting info, though, isn't it? Like, about the sunglasses.
Yeah, he still got them.
Yeah, no, the ones in the film were his.
Uh-huh.
And he decided he'd use them in the film. And he did.
And he still got them.
I mean, next time I watch that movie with some friends, I'm going to pause it and tell them that.
Yeah.
And they'll think I'm his friend.
That's right.
I mean, amazing inside information there. 0871 222 1049.
You know what I'd like to
know who that is. What?
On the commentary as well. Do they tell you if the legs he's standing on belong to him?
They don't know. It would be fascinating to know that, though, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
But it is hard to do in little rubber booties.
Maybe it is. Right.
Yeah.
So that's quite easy, that one. I know who that is. I'm not so sure about the film. Should we have another clip?
Let's have another clip. This is the clip package number two.
Here we go.
This water was cold. Every time we got this suit wet, it would shrink. So I'd end up looking like Pee Wee Herman. Look at the pants. What can I say about this? We got it before lunch break. I remember that. Yeah. Whoops.
Oh, he just went out in one ear there for a second.
That was odd. Sorry, that was my mixing.
Yeah, that is. It's pretty basic who it is.
But yeah.
What's the film?
What's the question? Some people might not know who it is.
No.
But that was another interesting nugget, wasn't it? That scene, they finished it before lunch.
Yeah. That's my favourite kind of commentary.
Wow. Imagine finishing it before lunch.
Yeah.
I wonder what they had for lunch. And I wonder how what they had for lunch affected that afternoon's filming.
That's right.
I'd like some kind of a statistical track on a DVD that describes what's in every actor's stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Decomposing.
Well, that could genuinely affect a performance, you know.
Yeah.
And for lunch,
like
I had
a big, heavy burger.
I had a burger. I went for a large bun with sesame seeds. And in the afternoon, my performance was rather sluggish when I hit a bit of a tired patch around about 3:30. Mm.
It's fascinating stuff. 0871 222 1049 if you know who that was talking and what film they were talking over.
We will find out if anyone's got it right. Very shortly. First, here's another free play. This is the mighty Radiohead. That's Radiohead from Kid A.
What's it all about?
Everything in its right place.
I don't know. What's he going on about? What's it mean?
He's got two people in his head talking to him.
He's mad.
No, two colours.
It's colours.
Two colours in his head.
He's a genius.
He's got two colours in his head.
So people are getting the right actor.
Yeah.
But the wrong film.
Wrong film.
Should we play a little refresher clip before we go to the ads?
Yeah. Let's hear another clip. So, see if you know what film he's talking about. Concentrate on hints about the film.
Here we go.
Took days to do this sequence. Took months to do the whole thing. But pays off in the end. The magic of it all. It's going to be interesting sitting beside the Queen at Albert Hall in a couple of weeks' time. But I'm sure she'll like it.
Seeing inside the Queen, did he say?
Yeah, it'll be interesting sitting inside the Queen in the Albert Hall.
That was deliberately coming out of just one speaker there, incidentally.
Was it deliberately?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. What did I do wrong?
I don't know.
So it's a pretty famous film series, and if you get that right, you can win tickets to see Jet at the Carling Academy, or Richard Ashcroft, or a copy of the Armando Iannucci shows on DVD, 0871 222 1049. If you know, call now. XFM.
Very enjoyable. That's the Zootons with Valerie.
Did you mean that?
Yeah, I really like that song.
Did you?
Yeah, I wouldn't be ironic about music.
No. God forbid.
No.
So, we're playing Crap Commentary Competition. This is Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9. We've got a caller on the line. What reckons they've got it right?
David.
David. Are we supposed to play... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Yeah, I can't, just can't hear myself. Are we supposed to play another jingle? No.
Another jingle?
Are we supposed to?
Why?
Don't know.
Do you want to? We can if you want.
I know.
Do you want to play a jingle?
Yeah, play the other Crap Commentary Corner jingle. Makes it sound more official.
All right, hang on.
Hold the line, David. We're going to play another jingle.
Why do you want to play another jingle?
I don't
jingle?
Know. It's like punctuation. It's like proper radio, you know? Like other DJs do.
We're never going to be like proper radio, yeah, man.
You're right.
Recorded off of a DVD. Why don't you listen and see?
Plus, playing this jingle means we've spun this whole competition out for, what, 25 minutes? And that's ideal.
Go ahead, it's easy.
Oh, brilliant. I wish it was longer. Yeah. David, hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, yeah.
Did you enjoy that jingle?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was what?
It was really good.
It was really good.
Really.
Thanks a lot, mate.
What are you up to, David? Where are you?
I'm in Cardiff.
In Cardiff? It's raining
now,
everywhere in the UK.
Now, you are Welsh?
No, I'm Cornish.
Are you Cornish?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Well, then I can't talk to you about the Charlotte Church show. Did you see that last night?
No, I missed it.
Oh, but what, by accident or design?
By accident. But if I'd known it was on, it would have been by design.
Yeah, you would have missed it.
It's not bad, the Charlotte Church show.
It's not bad.
Really?
No. It's not good.
It's got a lot of Welsh, mystifying Welsh references and jokes and stuff. As if, like... Just mentioning the fact that she's Welsh is...
It's very hip right now, Wales.
Enjoyable.
Glyn, you know, from Big Brother. Hello, David.
Hello.
Were you saying something there?
No, I was agreeing.
Agreeing?
Yeah.
Good man.
Now, David, the crap commentary.
Yes.
What do you reckon?
I think it was Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan. Of course it was Bronholm.
Good, that bit was easy, I think. In Die Another Day?
Correct. Now, a lot of people were saying The Matador. And I think you were the only person calling who got... Who got the right film? How did you deduce that, David?
Well, he was talking about those little booties and the ice, and I thought, well, he'd get cold feet, wouldn't he? So he'd need booties.
What? While doing what?
Standing on ice.
Oh, standing on the ice. Yeah. You know what? He was actually talking about the dreadful pre-credits surfing sequence. Do you remember that with the awful CGI?
Well, it was all fairly awful, wasn't it? But yes.
But that was exciting info about the sunglasses. Did you realise that those were actually his sunglasses?
I hadn't realised that.
No.
I see the film in a different light now.
Well, rewatch it with that in mind and yeah.
You know, he's still got those sunglasses.
Have you really?
Yeah.
He could sell them and they've been in the film.
Well, I don't think he'd sell them because he still needs them. He still wears them from time to time. I thought about selling the glasses, but then I realised that I still needed them. That's another little nugget for you there.
Well, thanks a lot for calling, David, and congratulations. It's very exciting.
Yeah,
you're excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, what sort of a prize would you like to go for? Do you want the tickets to see Jet or Richard Ashcroft, the mopey, big-chinned rockster?
The spade-faced man.
Or a copy of the Armando Iannucci shows?
I'm going to go for the Armando Iannucci show.
What an intelligent man you are. Well done.
Thank you.
So that's it. What an excellent caller. Clever man. Brilliantly executed quiz. It's all going very well.
Yeah, it's very professional.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you very much indeed. What are you up to this rest of this weekend?
I'm off on my holes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to St David's.
Keep oh, where's that then?
That's in Pembrokeshire.
Is it?
Down in the bottom left-hand corner.
Oh, you're very sensible to go on a British holiday. Everybody's doing it, not messing with airports or any of that nonsense.
No, absolutely right.
Quite right. Well, I hope the sun shines for you and you have a wonderful time watching your Armando Iannucci DVD.
I can't wait.
It's a brilliant series, apparently. So thanks a lot for calling, David. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, Andrew.
Bye-bye.
Tutty bye.
This is, tutty bye.
Yeah.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We'll be back after the news and some music. XFM. That's Razorlight within the morning. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM on a really miserable Saturday afternoon. I've got a bit of a cold.
Morning, mate. It's not afternoon, morning.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did I say afternoon?
Yeah.
Feels like the afternoon, though, doesn't it?
No.
We've been up for ages.
Yeah.
We've been up, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, but we're perky, you know, upbeat. DJs, radio DJs, perky, upbeat. Come on, remember?
Morning.
Well, hey!
Hey, I've got a cold.
Yeah, so have I. That's all right.
A cold.
Look, Xanthi's coughing.
What do you take when you've got a cold? I need something that's just going to stave off the symptoms for a week. I've got a busy week coming up.
Right.
What's good just to keep things at bay, you know, not a cure. Anybody? No?
What, medicinally?
Yeah, anything.
Just extra strength Anadin.
Really?
Yeah, aspirin or something, yeah, yeah. I tell you what I do when I'm feeling ill.
What?
I look at Alexa from Popworld.
Does that perk you up?
Yeah, I've got problems, listeners, with Alexa from Popworld.
Because you love her.
I just think she's just completely, like, the perfect woman. She's so attractive. What, is there anything unattractive about Alexa from Popworld? And plus, listeners, Adam Buxton just told me she goes out. Is this indiscreet to say this?
Maybe.
It might be, but apparently she goes out with a considerably older man.
Yeah.
I mean, older than me, quite a lot older than me. You know, and how old is Alexa from Popworld? 22?
Early 20s, yeah.
Yeah. I love her. I love her, the way she angles her feet in, like her toes pointing together.
Yeah.
I love her face. I love the fact that she looks a bit confused. That's my perfect woman, slightly confused. And I might develop some kind of psychopathic stalking thing for Alex Zane.
Yeah.
Because he touches her.
On a regular basis.
During the links.
I know.
And looks at her.
I fancy Alex Zane.
Do you?
Yeah, he's wearing makeup in Popworld this
week.
Is he?
Maybe we should do a kind of bisexual stalking thing.
Mm-hmm, double date.
Yeah, I'll do Alexa. You do
I'll stalk Alex Zane.
Yeah.
I honestly wouldn't mind a snog off Alex Zane.
Really?
He's a very attractive man.
I wouldn't mind a snog off Alexa.
I wouldn't either, to be honest.
What about a kind of big sexy pop world snogorama?
Snog party.
Arms, legs everywhere, nobody knows what's what.
I imagine
suddenly all rules are thrown out the window. It's just pure love and bodies.
I imagine people are feeling ill now.
Listening to this disgusting description.
Exactly.
I'm feeling sexy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play Lily Allen in a bit.
Oh, that'll pour cold water on that. But hey, I've got a free play that connects to Lily Allen. Are we going to play my free play first?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get my notes. Right, so my theory, listeners, I've got a theory about this. Damon Albarn has a record label. It's called Honest John's. It's a sort of collaboration between him and a famous record shop called Honest John's. And they've released this brilliant compilation of Trinidadian Calypso. Basically, Calypso recorded by the first wave of Caribbean immigrants who came to London in the 50s and 60s. And there's a track on a great track on this compilation called London Is the Place for Me, which we're about to play you. But my theory is that Lily Allen, Keith Allen, Damon Albarn, they're all kind of linked. I think Lily Allen might have heard this song and based her hit London around it, right? It's just spelled
LDN.
LDN.
Yeah.
Lydon. So I think she might have basically based her single on this. So have a listen to this. This is Lord Kitchener. It's called London Is the Place for Me, and it starts with the bells of Big Ben done by a piano. And this is fantastic. Listen to this. Yeah, it's a little bit scratchy because it was recorded in 1951. But, you know, hold that in your mind and then listen to this Lily Allen track. And basically, she's just done a new version of it.
So that was Lord Kitchener, right? And that's what's the compilation that's
the
from?
The compilation's called London Is the Place for Me, which is also the name of that track. It's got it's a really great record. It's got a track about just being frightened of the underground.
Yeah.
You'd like it.
Yeah.
It's really good. And it's got another track about cricket at Lord's. A track about being at the coronation. Oh, it's really good.
That's a good idea. They could do a new compilation. Lily Allen and the Streets and people like that.
reflections on the modern London as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very good idea.
It's a brilliant idea, isn't it, that I just came up with. Yeah. Right, here's Lily Allen.
Whee! Space noises.
Space. I love space.
Courtesy of Lily Allen. That was, Lydon.
LDN.
Lydon.
That's what they put on the baggage tags, right?
Right.
When you're at the airport. Hey, yeah. you flew to Scotland last weekend, right?
That's correct, Adam.
And, and what was it like travelling under the current circumstances?
It was fine. It was really easy.
Was it?
Yeah, no difference at all. But that might just be for internal flights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's still a bit bad if you fly internationally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so travel interesting. News. Interesting. Were you allowed, were you allowed to take your water on board?
No, I took no fluids.
No fluids.
On board.
And did they give you lots
but
of
I'm
water?
But I'm suspicious of that.
Yeah.
I think it's just a way for BAA to make more money in their stupid shops.
Selling people water?
Yeah, because you're only allowed to take on board stuff you've bought in the shops. That's convenient, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can take water
ladies,
on board?
So ladies who want to keep their complexions young, and what lady doesn't? Early signs of wrinkles by your eyes. There.
Boswell Ox.
Boswell Ox. Ladies who want to keep their skin fresh on a dehydrating flight have to put their cosmetics in their, you know...
Check-in luggage.
Yeah, yeah. Then they have to buy all new stuff at duty-free and
so
smear it on.
So if you buy it from the shops,
you can take it on board. It's just a scam. I reckon there's a conspiracy between the terrorists and the government to raise more money on face cream.
That's a very challenging theory.
Yeah.
Now, I think I found the most boring book about rock and roll ever written. Do you ever read rock books, Joe?
No.
Or music books?
Sometimes.
And do you find them enjoyable, generally?
If it's about someone I'm interested in, yes.
Yeah, what's the best music book you ever read?
The Marvin Gaye biography, I thought was amazing.
Oh, that was... What's his name, the guy who wrote that?
I don't know, David something, can't remember.
I remember the guy you mean. Yeah, that was supposed to be brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
One of the best ones I ever read was about Talking Heads... And it's called Far, 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 or something like that. It's kind of pretentious, but it's enjoyable. And another brilliant one I read was in this series that this book is from. It's called 33 and a Half is the series of books. And I've mentioned them before on this show. They're like little pocket-sized books, and you can buy them in record shops and bookshops and stuff. And they're about so-called classic albums, you know? The albums like...
Can you, like, buy them on the counter at HMV sort of thing?
I would think you probably could, yeah. Albums like Harvest by Neil Young, Grace by Jeff Buckley, Led Zeppelin, Low by David Bowie, London Calling by The Clash, Pet Sounds by The Beach Boys. All of them have had books written about them, you know?
Yeah.
And I read one about the Pixies' Doolittle, which was really, really good. It was fantastic, really enjoyable.
But the one you've got in your hand is about OK Computer.
Yeah, which is one of my favourite albums.
So it's a whole book about one album.
Yeah. And if you're a muso and a nerd and you're really in love with an album, it's nice just to wallow in lots of anecdotes and
details,
discussions about how the album came together. And anyway, the guy who wrote this book, Di Griffiths, is a professor in music in Oxford College, I believe, or maybe Cambridge College. And he has taken a deliberately studious approach to the whole thing, very kind of...
Read us a bit. You're going to read us a bit.
He's head of the Department of Music at Oxford Brookes University. There you go. And I think he immediately says in the beginning of the book, this isn't going to be just loads of anecdotes about the band and how the album came together. And you just think, oh no, that's what I wanted. Instead, he takes the most clinical approach to music that I've ever read in my life and simultaneously removes all the fun and enjoyment that you get from an amazing album, which is what OK Computer is. Check this out. I might read you a few bits of this throughout the show. Here we go. He's talking about... OK. Let Down, which is a track from the album, is fast, but doesn't necessarily sound fast. The pulse of the vocal line proceeds at double speed. Minims in the sheet music. Fitter, happier, also sounds looser and freer than the speed indication suggests. The speed column isn't as technical as it may seem, the numbers indicating beats per minute. The slow section of Paranoid Android is just over 60 beats per minute, so that looking down at the second hand of the watch will show its pace. Let Down is 2 to the second, and again the watch will show how lively that is. Electioneering is 5 beats per 2 seconds. Slower-paced songs fill the time easier simply by working through their verses. Additional material will be found in the medium and quickly-paced songs. And it goes on like that.
It's not very interesting,
for
is
pages
it?
Pages and pages.
That's not interesting.
And pages. I might pick out another bit for you a bit later on. Because it's just unbelievable. And I struggled right the way through the book, hoping that it would suddenly get interesting. But then it just takes more amazing turns into stupefying boredom.
But you'll still read it, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I will read the whole thing. Because I'm a jerk. Okay, let's play some music and then go to the ads. What have we got now?
I think we've got some Morrissey, haven't we, if we're sticking to the playlist?
No, we're jumping around a little
what?
Bit. So, okay, this is the Vines. This is Don't Listen to the Radio.
Why, he's still talking and he's fading out. He had important things to say about his doorbell.
No, he made his point. He's been thinking about the doorbell.
But he got
he's
bored
wondering
of himself.
When they're going to ring it, when they're going to ring it.
There you go.
He just, he's been going on and on about the doorbell and the ringing. So listen, we want you folks to send in some ideas for lyrics for our cover. Well, it's our version of Robbie Williams' Rude Box, right?
Yeah.
Just to remind you.
We've already got quite a few texts in. People are already responding and we've got some quite high quality stuff in. We're looking for rhyming couplets that involve fashionable phrases. You know, nothing too... Well, no, you can send in clever stuff, but we're not asking for, like, hugely sophisticated things. Stuff like, what did I have? Xbox and something. What did I have? No, Xbox 360, flat-screen TV, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know? And the best thing is to combine something trivial with something quite serious, like Robbie does. What does he do Semtex with? Durex.
Yeah.
Right?
And Mandrex.
Yeah, because it's kind of, you know, the modern world and a young person's attitude to the modern world. You know, how can you discern between serious issues and trivial issues in this trivialised world?
You know what? I woke up in the middle of the night. I want you to tell me I'm insane, right?
You're insane.
No, tell me in a second. I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought, what if Robbie is doing this deliberately to be funny? Is this song a parody?
Well, you can't tell, can you? I mean, you could ask the same question about the Streets.
Yeah. But the Streets, I mean, the Streets is, it's wry, it's kind of street humour, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's no doubt Robbie's trying to be, whether he's trying to be funny or not, he's trying to be cool.
Yeah.
He thinks it's cool.
Do you
that's,
really think
that's
so?
Not in dispute, yeah.
Are you sure it's not just Robbie's, he's just, you know, anti-cool, the whole thing?
What, and you think the laugh's on us?
Maybe. Maybe we're taking it too seriously. And
can't say, you're insane.
I'm insane.
You're insane.
Thank goodness for that. See, that's what I wanted to hear.
You can't say that. You'll ruin our whole text competition.
Well, I know. I just had to get it off my mind.
What are we going to do for the next? Well, obviously that's possible.
It can't be possible. I want you to tell me I'm insane.
Well, no, he's famously got a sense of humour. His dad's a redcoat.
Yeah.
He's tongue-in-cheeky, chappy Robbie Williams, isn't he?
Yeah, but the key thing is, does he think it's cool? Yeah.
Of course he thinks it's cool.
Right, right.
Yeah, he thinks he's got tood.
Tood?
Yeah, tood.
Uh-huh. Well, that's okay then.
So, right, we're continuing. We're not going to call off this text competition.
No.
Send in your rhyming couplets. We'll give a prize to the best one. And in fact, we're going to construct our own version of a Rude Box-esque song out of your fashionable rhyming couplets, right?
And it doesn't have to be like fashionable in the sense of sort of, you know, trends and fashion. It can also be just anything zeitgeisty, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anything sort of newsworthy, craply modern.
Yeah, so text 83XFM with your craply modern zeitgeisty rhyming couplets. And after this record, we're going to read out some of the best ones, what we've got in.
Now, I've got a copy of one of my favourite albums.
What?
A toppy.
A toppy?
I've got a copy of Wireless by Thomas Dolby, Golden Age of Wireless. I'm not going to play She Blinded Me with Science.
Right.
Because the version of that on here is one of those ones where he's just remixed it for no reason.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're talking to me specifically because nobody listening will know what you're talking about.
Some people will remember Thomas Dolby. I'm going to ask you which track shall I play off here between Europa and the Pirate Twins, Wind Power, or One of Our Submarines.
I'd play Europa and the Pirate Twins.
Europa and the Pirate Twins.
Yeah, radio friendly. It's a good story, this. It's a story song about a guy whose girlfriend becomes famous and he doesn't. Yeah, that's the end of the story.
And it also used to be the theme music for a, I think it was a Radio 1 show called B-15.
Ah, that's exciting
Fact
news.
Fans.
You should write a book about it to sell on the counter at HMV.
Maybe I will. Oh no, I've got the wrong thing. Here we go, hang on. Everything's fine, everything's fine. Come on, Phil.
I can't. I think silence is... Chris Moyles has built a career on silence. So we're doing it as well. If it can make Chris Moyles a millionaire, we're doing it as well. Silence.
Dead air.
Dead air.
Okay, we'll fill some
Give
dead air
Sony.
With Thomas Dolby. That hasn't dated at all. There you go. That's Thomas Dolby with Europa and the Pirate Twins from the golden age of wireless. And this is Adam and Joe here on XFM.
Yes, hello.
Now, are we going to read some of the texts that have come in for our Robbie Williams song now, or shall we wait until after the ads?
Let's wait until after the ads.
Okay, and when we'll have lots of them to read out to you.
Bye-bye.
XFM. That's Kasabian with Empire. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM on a Saturday afternoon. We're going to check out some of those texts now that we've got for our Robbie Williams rhyme song thing.
Yeah, we are. That's correct.
What have we got there, Joe?
Yeah, should we just explain what we're doing again in case anybody's just tuned in?
Okay.
We're just, we've been asking you for your sort of fashionable, zeitgeisty rhyming couplets because we're trying to create our own kind of version of Robbie Williams' new single, Rude Box, which is just a kind of, what's the word, like a swathe of trendy rhyming words?
A smorgasbord.
A smorgasbord of trendy rhyming words. And we've had some good ones in, okay? You ready for these?
Come on, hit me.
Blackberry, watching telly, gimme an Emmy. Doesn't quite rhyme, does it? No.
Berry, telly,
like
Emmy.
She just sucked a lemon. I don't like that. Remember, I did not write these. That came in anonymously. Okay, what about this? Gareth suggests rhyming Saddam Hussein with the generation game.
Yeah.
That's getting there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Opposites, rhyming opposites. You'd never usually associate those two. I mean, they're complete opposites.
It would be good if the generation game was still on, though. And it wasn't...
It is on Challenge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Larry Grayson years are on Challenge. It's very odd. But that's a different topic. Okay, Katie from London suggests Bush say yo. This isn't very good, Katie. Bush said yo. Blair gave him an Asbo.
That's quite good. Come on,
it's quite good. Sorry, Katie. I damned you with faint praise.
No, Katie's operating at Williams' level, you know?
Yeah, she's right. She could do better than that, but she doesn't need to because it's Williams. Okay, here's another anonymous one. We went out on penalties, like Brian Harvey on 10 E's. My bleep smelt like strings of cheese, and my pants smell of Febreze. Overambitious, maybe.
That's pretty good, though. There's something good going on
there.
Yeah,
we might use some of that.
What was the bleeped word?
Like a doorknob without the door.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's another one. Wispy in Soho suggests rhyming slamming tequila with Al-Qaeda.
That's very good.
That's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, you're well on the done, case, Wispy.
Tom suggests rhyming Israel, Lebanon, razor-thin WAP phone. I'll have to... Let me just say that a bit differently. Israel, Lebanon, razor-thin WAP phone.
Okay, yeah. Israel, Lebanon, razor thin the WAP phone.
Yeah, Israel, Lebanon, razor thin WAP phone.
That sounds like an Adam and the Ants thing.
Yeah, that could work. Because you can get away with bad rhyming if you in pop songs. There's a lot of bad rhyming in pop songs. But here's our favourite so far. It comes from Paul in Cambridge. He has this rhyming couplet. The Princess Diana Memorial Fountain is substantially gayer than Brokeback Mountain.
That's very good.
See, that's working on all levels. That even scans.
Yeah.
There's more. I'm going to go through the others and write down some more, but keep them coming in, 83XFM. Not only will we give a prize to the best, it looks like the prize might be heading to Paul in Cambridge, unless someone can text in and better that, but we'll be constructing our own version of the song. We're even going to put music behind it. Yeah?
Yeah.
We might not, you know, we reserve the right just to not do this and be lazy.
We can't. We've got to do it, man. We've got to do it.
And then we might even release it, and we might even have a hit single.
That's the most unlikely part of the whole thing. But I pretty much guarantee that we will wrap some of these lyrics that you're sending in towards the end of the show.
Pretty much.
Incidentally, we've got the X List coming up in about a quarter of an hour in the final.
Yeah, you know, we're not doing very well with the X List, listeners. It's an important part of the XFM schedule, right? Where we play XFM classics. Mm-hmm. But we haven't been doing it very well. So as of next week, I believe that the X list is being taken out of our hands, and we're going to do a 2-hour show, which secretly we're quite happy about because we can pack more in, you know, make our limited material sound more like, you know, timely and exciting.
Mm, like a delicious pie.
Instead of spreading it thinly over 3 hours. So next week's
like
show will
Flora
be...
Flora Proactive.
What?
Ugh.
So next week's show will be a 2-hour show, and then you'll get something else happening with the X list, right? But hardcore music fans, people who maybe don't like chit-chat, will be grateful. whereas people who love our chit-chat will be able to listen to us from 10 till noon.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Free play right now. Here's The Fall from their last album, Fall Heads Roll. And this is a track called Breaking the Rules, which is a kind of enjoyably insane mess that sounds a little bit like Walk Like a Man. Do you remember the song that Divine covered?
Walk like a man,
my son. And here's Mark Smith kind of dipping in and out of that on this track, Breaking the Rules. No. Oh, no, it is.
Ooh.
Here we go. I've got it. It's fine. Everything's fine. Calm down.
I was talking about something else. Xanthi, our assistant, thinks Barney is the sexiest name that a man can possibly have. Hello, listeners. This is Adam and Joe on XFM London's 104.9.
I like the name Barney.
Our producer, Xanthi, thinks Barney is the sexiest man's name. And I was saying, I think Barney sounds like a idiot tough farmer or just a backwards yokel. Hello, Barney. It's not a sexy name. Like,
do your impression of Barney again.
Barney, hello. That's it.
What have you been doing, Barney?
I've been putting jam on my fingers and I've drawn a picture of a doorknob without the door.
What are you doing later?
I'm going out with Xanthi. She thinks I'm sexy. She thinks my name is sexy. I'm going to take her to the haystack and show her my model I made out of twigs of... Twigs, I'm a model of twigs, made out of twigs. She thinks it's sexy.
That sounds like your impression of that chicken Big Brother.
Yeah, oh, it probably is. That's
What's
the only
name?
Voice I do. I don't know.
The one you were talking about that you said she was...
Xanthi showed me half of one of her nipples.
She said you were... You said that she was the...
Tomorrow she's going to show me 3/4.
You know, the Big Brother woman that you were talking about the other day.
I don't know. No one remembers Big Brother.
You said that she
it
was...
It evaporates
Nikki.
In your brain. Nikki. No, she's not West Country.
Yeah, I know, but your impression was similar.
Right, well, what, yeah.
I think it might have gone a bit West. What was your Nikki impression?
I don't know. I don't really know. I don't. But other people do better Nikki impressions. I don't. She's just a screaming lunatic, isn't she?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've been asking for your rhyming couplets, but I haven't. That song was too short. I haven't had time to write any more down. Should
what
we play
was the
another
Stormtrooper
record?
One?
I don't know, man. I'll have to go back and find it. Play another record. I need more time.
I haven't got a record lined up because it's almost time for the news. The news is coming up. But you see, I'm in a bit of a quandary now because I haven't got a song to play.
Right.
But the news isn't due just yet.
Yeah.
So in theory, we should.
I've got a song.
Talk. What have you got?
Woodcat by Tongue.
What is it?
Tongue are a very good sort of... folky band, and they were one of the bands that played at the Green Man Festival that I went to the weekend before last, and they're really good, and this is a song called Woodcat.
I wouldn't get too
And it's
excited.
Got a lovely chorus that just goes, are we not going to play it?
Well, I haven't got the CD, have
Where's
I?
It gone?
Hang on, is this it? Oh no, this is... That was last weekend. What's that doing there?
That's Radiohead.
Radiohead? We just had Radiohead.
Why don't we get the news guy in early?
We could... Ah, here we go, I found it.
Okay, so this is a lovely track. It's called Woodcat, and it's all about having a lovely time and getting up in the morning and lying in bed and watching the telly having coffee. Quite suitable, really.
Foo Fighters with A New Way Home. Hard to beat that for enjoyable shouting action. That kicks off our X-List Hour here on XFM on a Saturday afternoon with myself, Adam Buxton.
Yeah, that we've mishandled again.
Why?
Mishandled it. We've forgotten to canvas requests completely.
Right.
We haven't asked once. We're supposed to ask you send an X-List request.
We
did we do it once?
We did.
You did. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but it could be one of the reasons why we won't be doing it next week.
Fired from the X-List.
Yeah, actually, we weren't fired, listeners. We requested that maybe we could not do it.
I was fired.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, we've been asking for you to send in your suggestions for Robbie Williams style rhyming couplets, and I've just dropped the piece of paper with them written on the floor. Excuse me a second.
Okay. Joe's just bending over for the piece of paper with the Robbie Williams rhyming couplets.
I'm back.
He's back.
Okay. And listen, just a bit of advice, texters. Please put your number on your text, because a lot of these are very good, but they're anonymous. Not your number, your name. Put your name on your text.
Yeah.
Because it's nice to put a name to the couplet.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay, you ready for these, Adam?
Yeah, hit me.
Because you're going to judge these.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here's the first one. You think I'm gay, but now I'm shouting. I'm so straight that I broke back mountain.
We can't have two Brokeback Mountain ones in.
Well, we'll only use one.
I like the Diana Memorial
Fountain.
You like
the other one, don't you?
Yeah.
But that's quite sophisticated. Does it make sense to you? You think I'm gay, but now I'm shouting. I'm so straight that I broke back. It doesn't make any sense, does it?
It's quite good. There's something very good going on there.
Yeah, can't quite figure out what it is. That's an anonymous one. Here's another anonymous one. Too much binge drinking, not enough joined up thinking.
Hey.
That's good. That could have been said in the Houses of Parliament.
That exactly right.
And quoted in the papers.
Tony B. Liar.
That's very good. Here's another one, also anonymous. Happy slap, you gave me the clap, shut your trap.
That's good. That's
quite
good.
Basic.
I would like to rhyme happy slap with something a bit more important, though. You know, like a world event of some kind.
Yeah, addicted to crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that a world event?
Well, no,
the world's
no.
world's addicted to crack.
I
Adam,
want something...
Is the world addicted to is the world on crack?
Wait a second, you're making me think. I'm starting to think.
But, yeah, go on.
It hurts.
Make me Here's stop. Another one. You ready for another one?
Yeah, go on.
This is quite a good one. This is anonymous as well. Arctic Monkeys...
Uh-huh.
Tony's flunkies.
Very good. Yeah.
Telling lies. Pentapeptides.
That's good.
In collusion with Gillette Fusion.
Whoa.
That's really good.
That is
who
good.
Sent that in? Text us your name, the person who sent that in.
Pentapeptides.
Telling lies. Tony's flunkies. Flunkies is a brilliant word that is only ever used in when people are talking about politics.
Uh-huh.
Like, no one ever uses that in any other context. Well, very rarely.
Flunkies.
Tony's flunkies.
Any omega-3 stuff there?
No omega-3 yet. That's a good tip. You'll get in Adam's good books if you send in an omega-3-related one. Here's another one. Again, this is anonymous. Prime Minister Blair, get out of my hair. Bush has got you dancing like Fred Astaire. Arnie's in the White House, shooting and singing. Because he'll be back. They've already started filming. It should be flimming. Because that doesn't rhyme with singing. That's a bit of a confusing one. It started well, though.
Yeah, it started
Tony
well.
Tony Blair, get out of my hair.
Minging.
Bush has got you dancing like Fred Astaire. We might use the top of that.
Something minging at the end.
Yeah, Arnie's not in the White House. He's governor of California. That doesn't mean he's...
He visits the White House on
visits,
a regular basis,
yeah, that's
I
true.
Would imagine.
Okay, here's another one. You might like this one. This is another anonymous one. This is just random rhyming words. Actimel.
Uh-huh.
Belly swell.
Yeah.
Need to chew a Remy gel. Does a Remy gel, is that how you say it? Remy gel? I don't know. Let's
Remigel?
Move swiftly.
Yeah, because it's like a remedy, isn't it? Remy
gel. Yeah, remedy gel. That's anonymous. Here's one that actually comes from someone who's brave enough to declare their name. They're the Peckham Cartel.
Oh, my goodness. A cartel?
Yeah, I think they might have done a shooting around my way last night.
Right.
Street was cordoned off. Here we go. It's Burberry caps with a price tag.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy shelling of Baghdad. Jodie Marsh is a slag.
Nice.
Smuggled Poles, I guess he means Polish people,
yeah,
in a bag.
That is brilliant.
That's good, isn't it? The Peckham Cartel.
The Peckham Cartel have nailed it.
They've nailed it. Is that the best so far? There's more. Do you want more?
That's really good.
Do you want a record? Then some more.
Yeah, let's
keep
have some
texting
more.
Them in, listeners. 83XFM, and we're going to construct a rude box style stupid contemporary rap song out of these.
We better start constructing. You know, maybe we'll play a couple of songs in a row now, and we better start constructing the rap, because we're going to do this rapping at about 22.
Okay, so this is your last chance to get your suggestions in. Text 83XFM, and do put your name in, because when we give away the prizes, we need to, call you and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Radiohead once again. This was requested by Darren in Wakefield. No, it's not Radiohead.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I feel ill. I've got a cold.
Yeah, but your hands aren't ill.
I've got a cold. What's and my brain
on?
And my hands are failing to connect. And my brain's connected to
Well,
my
it's
feet.
Testing our DJ abilities to their limits.
Well, that's true, technically. But listen, I have to... I know I don't say anything of any value, but I have to talk and press all the buttons.
I know, but that was your choice, you know. Let's play it. What's the record? Have we got, is it sorted out now?
It's Granddaddy. And you might know this is the theme.
Okay, man, and Adam, I'm very sympathetic. I'm not
Charlie
attacking
Brooker's,
you.
No, I know.
I think everybody loves you and wishes you the best in your DJing career.
Great. Yeah, this is also the theme to Charlie Brooker's Screen Wipe. It's called AM 180 and it's by Granddaddy. There you go. That's The Strokes with Hard to Explain. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM.
Yes, still canvassing your Robbie Williams-style rhyming couplets. Do you want to hear some more, Adam Buxton?
Yeah, we should wrap this up, shouldn't we? Because we've got to write the rap. We've got to pull all these together and do some rapping at the end of the show.
This is our final reading session. What was going on the phones there, Xanthi?
Sorry, I've got the Peckham Cartel on the line.
Are they actually on the line right now?
They are, yeah.
Okay, they're our winners. So let's get them on the line. They can join in this link. How many of them are there? How many people are there in a cartel? Hundreds.
Well, there's about eight of us in the cartel.
Really? You sound like a terribly posh cartel.
We're a terribly, terribly posh cartel.
Well, what's your name, Mr. Man?
My name's David, but I don't feel like I could speak for the whole cartel.
Right, you can't speak for the whole cartel. No, they've got minds of their own. And can you tell your friends not to be silly in the background? They're bringing the reputation of your cartel down. Hello?
No, they're 10% radio.
Yeah, right. what do we want to say to the Peckham Cartel?
That they've won.
You've won. Well done, Peckham Cartel. You've won our competition. I can't find... Oh, no, where's your thing that you wrote? Yeah, here we are. Hold on a second.
Can you remember it?
Yes.
Peckham Cartel.
To be honest, we were writing one about kids who make eBay bids with murderous intent.
We're losing the cartel. There's snatches of topical stuff coming through there.
Are you in Baghdad, Peckham Cartel?
Peckham's like Baghdad.
It is, isn't it?
the shells are more,
like seashells.
Light.
Yeah. Listen, congratulations, you guys. Now, what are we going to give them as a prize?
Well, there's eight of them, so how many more DVDs have we got left?
We haven't got eight.
We've got four, and Adam wants to. You want one, don't
I'm going to nick one, yeah.
So we've got three. Are you interested in a band called Jet at the Carling Academy, Tuesday the 7th of November? Peckham Cartel?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
We love free things.
Okay. And what about... We could send them all the tickets, the Richard Ashcroft tickets as well. Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll send them all the tickets.
And you can share them out amongst the cartel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well done, and thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed, you guys, for sending it. Let's remind people of what they wrote for us again.
Okay, let's... When should we do that? when do you fancy doing that? Now? Okay, let's do it now. Burberry caps with a price tag. Heavy shelling of Baghdad. Jodie Marsh is a slag. Smuggled Polish people in a bag.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
That's good stuff. That's going to be one of the rhyming couplets in our Robbie Rap, which is coming up quite shortly. We're going to have to take some time out to actually formulate it now.
Yeah, do you want to hear the others that have come in?
Yeah.
No baggage to Baghdad. No cheap holes for me dad. But that's from Chris M. That's quite good, you know, package holidays.
Chris Morris.
It could be Chris Morris.
He is probably his Chris classic Morris.
How about this one from John? Yeah. All I see is Starbucks. John Prescott looks like Uncle Buck.
Nice.
And Cherie needs a nip and tuck.
Hey,
that's good, John. Very topical, very good, very satirical. Cherie put on a bit of weight.
Starbucks, they're everywhere, aren't they?
Here's another one from Anonymous. There's hoodies on the street, but no bobbies on the beat. There's Polish... People have got it in for Polish people.
There's a lot of them.
There's Polish... But you know what? It sounds a tiny bit racist just to use the word Polish. So I'm going to put in the word people after it to give them some dignity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're human beings with equal rights. They're very, very good people.
There's a lot of anti-Polish
lovely people.
Polish racism.
Yeah, but not from me, not from you, and not from XFM.
No, we don't want to encourage it.
No, that's rubs. There's hoodies on the street, but no bobbies on the beat. There's Polish people eating sausages and pigeons with no feet. You see, that's quite a good one, isn't it? Pigeons with no feet, that's a good observation.
Why haven't they got feet?
Well, because they're all mutilated.
Well, who's all been the mutilating pigeons?
You. I don't know, all the pigeons in London are all scraggy and mutated.
I've never seen a pigeon
with
no feet.
I've seen lots of one-legged pigeons.
That's
look, Xanthi's, you don't get out enough, man. You're on your bike. You don't take the time to stop and look around at pigeons' feet.
They're just hobbling around on stumps.
Yeah.
That's
often.
Grotesque.
Some of them are... I've seen headless pigeons.
No, you
walking
haven't.
Around, eating with their bums.
I believed you for a second. I was thinking, a headless pigeon? I don't understand how that could work.
Oh, there's nothing sadder than a footless pigeon. Anyway, that's really good, Anonymous. I wish you'd put your name on it. Here's another one from Emily in Whitechapel. We're all at home. Oh, did I do this one already?
They eat with their bums.
Well, if you haven't got a head, that's all you can do, isn't it? You just have to reverse the process.
With their bum teeth?
Yeah. Their muscles.
Bum beaks.
Yeah. Emily in Whitechapel, we're all at home watching Big Brother. There's a boy in Iraq just lost his mother. We're all at home watching X Factor. There's questions about Iran's nuclear reactor. Emily in Whitechapel, that's almost too strong.
That is...
That's made Xanthi look depressed.
That's kind of serious, Emily in Whitechapel.
She's having to think about a man called Barney. Cheer herself up.
That's a good rhyming couplet, but that's just serious, you know?
That is quite depressing. We're depressed now, Emily in Whitechapel.
That's just a good point.
Okay, here's another one from Marek. Can't you see... Oh, no, that's not very good. Why did I write that down? Can't you see I'm out of on that omega-3? Doesn't make any sense. Sorry, I've wasted everyone's time with that one.
Can't you see I'm out of it on omega-3?
Maybe that's it, yeah, from Marek. That's not bad. Can you get high on omega-3?
If you eat enough,
probably,
yeah.
You're just so brainy that it's like...
If you snort omega-3.
This is from... do you want more?
So yeah.
A couple more.
Tiny bit more.
This is from Danny. I'm the one in four that's obese. All I want is cakes and peace. I'm going out tonight, dressed in Lycra, cruising for ladies in my Nissan Micra. Now, he didn't write ladies. He wrote a ruder word that also applies to kittens. But I put the word ladies in. But that's quite good, isn't it?
Santhi's
I'm the one in four that's obese. All I want is cakes and peace. I'm going out tonight, dressed in Lycra, cruising for kitties in my Nissan Micra.
Very good. Thank
How about
you.
This one? Wait. Mark in Chesham. Kids in Africa ain't got no grub. I read about it wirelessly on my BT Hub. That's really good.
That's good.
Anyway, we haven't got any more time.
No, I think we should play some more music and you know, we've got to rehearse.
We've got to work on this rap, yeah. So we might just play 10 songs in a row while we work on our rap.
Okay. So, yeah, music. Here we go. Enjoy this one from...
Yeah, is it?
The Bees. That's Royksopp with Epilay. Before the break, you heard, of course, James Hendrix with Voodoo Chili. Voodoo Child. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM. It's the final quarter of an hour of another extraordinary...
It's been extraordinary.
...award-winning show. Mm. And I should say, and I'll do that a bit later, but it's time now for our Robbie Williams Rude Box Rap.
Wow.
Constructed entirely from suggestions...
Sent in by listeners, yes.
Sent in by listeners for kind of up-to-the-minute topical rap stuff.
Oh, I need to do a wee.
I need to do a wee as well.
Really? Maybe it'll give us an extra edge.
No. Yeah, what? No. You mean being desperate to
wee? Yeah.
Possibly. I've heard that Robbie actually, he never wees
really?
Before a gig. Yeah, he
really?
Goes on there absolutely busting.
Really?
Yeah.
Busting.
So right the way through, he gives it his all, you know, and then he just pees for about an hour and a half.
Really?
After a gig,
That's
yeah.
amazing.
It's extraordinary.
That's amazing.
So how are you feeling, man? Are you have you got your couplets?
Well, obviously I'm nervous, but also I'm street, so I don't care.
You're street?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
How are you feeling?
not very good. I'm not such a good rapper.
Really?
So are you going to go first on the rapping?
No, you're going to go first.
Oh, no,
but listen, I tell you what, we'll play a little bit of the... Are we going to play a little bit of the original track by Robbie?
Yeah.
To the root box, shake your root box. To the root box, shake your root
box. You're getting into the groove.
Yeah. Got to get his voice right. His voice sounds a bit like...
Okay, then back to basics. Grab your
shirt. Okay, then back to basics.
Okay, I think we're ready. Did he just say something rude? No.
No,
I misheard it.
That's the radio edit.
Okay.
He can't say anything rude in the radio edit.
Okay, then let's do this rap. Play the record. Stop
okay,
talking
then.
K-rap.
Here we go.
We haven't started. That was improvised.
Wow, that's freestyling.
Amazing. Right, kick it off, Eddie B.
Here we go. Ooh.
Come on. My bum smelt like strings of cheese, but it's okay because my pants smell of Febreze. Check out a band on a MySpace website. Finish up your drink because you can't take it on the flight.
All I see is Starbucks. John Prescott looks like Uncle Buck. Oh dear, my lyrics do not fit. I think my rapping bit will not be very good. You take over Adam Buxton quickly because I've made a complete chuckston.
Arctic Monkeys, Tony's flunkies, kids getting fat, Jamie Oliver junkies, Happy Meal, Happy Slap, politicians talking crap, Princess Diana, Memorial Fountain, substantially gayer than Brokeback Mountain.
That's
Thanks, Paul in Cambridge.
There's hoodies on the street, but no bobbies on the beat. There's Polish eating sausages and pigeons with no feet. We're all at home watching Big Brother. There's a boy in a rap just lost his mother. We're all at home watching X Factor. There's questions about Iran's nuclear reactor.
Wow.
Thanks.
Have you got more?
Yes.
Go on.
I have.
Are you willing
I'll
to freestyle?
I'll be doing them in a second. No. Okay, you ready?
Slamming tequila with Al-Qaeda, Israel, Lebanon, raise a thing. What?
I'm the one in four, that's a beast. All I want is cakes and peace. I'm not going out tonight dressed in lycra, cruising for kitties in my Nissan Micra. I am going out. I don't know why I said not. I am going out. I am. Go on, you do some, quickly.
I've run out.
What? I'll give you some more. Hey, okay, how about this? Bush and Blair blatantly lied, like art is a cow in formaldehyde. I'd like to take President Mugabe to Nobu for sushi with wasabi. After eight, after dark, stabbings all up in a local park. All aboard the Cutty Sark, Hezbollah's bite meets Israel's bark.
Whee!
I've got more.
More?
No, there can't be more. People will go mad.
That's...
take their own lives.
Yeah.
There we go. You know, we're going to work on that and polish it up, and then we'll split the royalties. We've made a record of everybody's cell phone number who contributed texts. That it will soon hit number one. We're going to get our friend Ozumisu to help us do the backing track to it. We're all going to be rich. Every single listener to this show who contributed is going to be rich.
We should do a video for it and put it up on YouTube as well.
Yeah, it's all going to go off. So if you contributed lyrics to that, then take out a major loan and spend it, because you're going to be in the money.
You're going to be rolling around in big piles of cash. Now, my son Frank is listening today, I think, and he asked if I would say hello to him. So, Frank, hi, how you doing?
Hey, Frank.
Hope you're having a good time. I'm going to see you very shortly.
Does he want me to say hello to him?
Yeah, you say hello as well.
Hello, Frank. It's Joe.
And Uncle Dave is coming over this afternoon, Frank, so that's exciting. Haven't seen Uncle Dave for a while.
No.
Here's a track that Uncle Dave...
got out the clink.
For that job he'd done.
For that job.
So, Frank, hope you like this one. This is also going out to Barney. This is a Barney, so it's exciting for Xanthi as well. And it's Talking Heads.
It's the Talking Heads with Psycho Killer. You've been listening to Adam and Joe. We'll be back here on XFM from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the same time next week. Thanks very much for listening, texting, emailing.
And there may not be a podcast next week.
What?
If you're a podcast fan. Although I noticed the podcast has been slipping a little bit in the charts.
Yes, been overtaken by our Coca-Cola New Music podcast.
Yeah, that's sort of outrageous, isn't it? We spend almost no time preparing for that one. And the one we put all the effort into...
has plummeted down the charts to number 14.
Is it 14 now?
It was 14 the last time I looked. And I look every 3 minutes.
We're sort of obsessed by the progress of
the
podcast.
If you like the show, and you know, the podcast has stuff that isn't in the radio show. It's, you know, it's more polished than the radio show.
Having said that, the one that we... It is more polished, yeah. It's a bit more deliberate. It's a bit less ramshackle. Having said that, the one that we put out last night...
is a bit of a stinker.
It's a bit of a weird one.
It's a bit of a weird...
It's us going off on one about Colin Farrell.
Well, that's always good for a lot.
And his films.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, it's a little bit negative. I woke up in the middle of the night when I was worrying about Robbie being ironic.
Yeah. You worry too much.
I know, I do a lot of worrying. It's because I've got a cold. I always worry when I've got a cold. Yeah. You know?
Anyway, so download the podcast. You can download it at iTunes or xfm.co.uk. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot for listening.
Here's one final free play right now. This one wasn't requested by anyone, but I'm going to play it for anyone who likes the Fine Young Cannibals.
Nobody likes the Fine Young Cannibals. So
everybody does. I dare
everybody
you
does.
Not to enjoy this. This is one of the tracks that's dated really well for
which
me.
Which one is it? Is it? But ding, 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 ding.
No,
one.
No, I'm not the man I used to be.
Yeah, it's the one.
Deed, deed. Yeah, oh, is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Oh,
you play
sorry.
It. You'll hear that noise.
Else. Yeah. Oh, I know the way. Yeah. It's very good. Come on. You've got to like this. Thanks for listening. Anyway, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.